The 117th U.S. Open Golf Championship is underway at the Erin Hills Golf Course near Milwaukee. But our next story isn't about which golfer has the lead. It's about a man who helped design the course. Ron Witten took an unusual route to becoming a golf course architect, and having the Open come to Erin Hills is his dream come true. Greg Ecklin from Here and Now contributor KCUR has his story.
In the 1960s, most young golfers wanted to be the next Jack Nicklaus or Arnold Palmer. Ron Witten had other plans.
I wanted to be a golf course architect. When I went to college, I worked on the maintenance crew at the Country Club in Lincoln, Nebraska to learn that end of it.
Witten also wrote to a lot of golf architects asking for advice.
This was in 1970-71, the Nixon recession, if we called it. They all told me I'd starve, so I decided I'd go to law school and study architecture as a hobby and write a book on it.
After law school, Witten took a job as a prosecuting attorney in Shawnee County, Kansas. He was best known for a case that headlined the WIBW Evening News one night in Topeka.
The obvious question tonight is why. Why would someone shoot to death an elderly Topeka woman who was believed to be shopping in downtown Topeka?
Witten was the lead investigator in the 1981 murder of 75-year-old Sarah Woody. That same year, Witten published The Golf Course, the first book on the history of golf course architecture. He landed his first designing project in 2001, the Architects Golf Club in Phillipsburg, New Jersey. By then, Witten's law career was in his rearview mirror.
I loved the trial aspects of law. But to be honest, the law is very confining. There's a right and wrong. You can't be creative in the law. Golf architecture has no boundaries, has no rules.
Despite a limited portfolio, Witten has discovered that success isn't all about having name value. For example, golf legend Tom Watson has his thumbprint on some courses around Kansas City, but Witten says he finds Watson's design work lacking.
He's one of the top five professional golfers of all time in terms of majors won and total, and yet his design business has not struck a chord across the nation. He's done some very fine work, but it's been one course every 2 or 3 years. That always surprised me.
When Witten got involved with the design of the Erin Hills Golf Course here in Wisconsin, he and his two other co-designers beat out firms that included the big names like Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. Brad Faxon, a former PGA Tour winner and now a golf commentator for Fox Television, says the vast rolling hills makes Erin Hills a great setting for a golf course.
They did the right thing. They didn't move a lot of dirt. You know, they made a big course because the scale out here is big. You know, they got a lot of land. They kind of knew something important was going to happen here, you know?
And they were right. Erin Hills opened in 2006 and just a few years later was picked by the U.S. Golf Association to host this year's Open. Witten was more than pleased.
It's the ultimate honor. The USGA has traditionally takes their U.S. Open to tried and true courses, clubs that have been around for 100 years. We're the second course built in the 21st century to host a U.S. Open.
Witten has also remodeled three other courses, and there's an ongoing project to revive an abandoned course in Virginia. But this week, Ron Witten is taking a break from all that. He's here in Wisconsin enjoying the moment and getting feedback from the world's best golfers gathered here at the U.S. Open to play his course. For Here and Now, I'm Greg Ecklin.